Okay. Which movie did you want to watch first? We have a comedy, an action, a horror, and a romance. I can always find something like a little more sci-fi if you want to, but right now I have these four that I want you to pick from. No, you can't know what they are beforehand. I just want you to pick. And then tomorrow you can choose another. And then we'll keep doing that until the end of the week. How's that sound? Awesome. And then maybe at some point we can turn this into like a regular thing. Not something that we do like all the time, since there's only like so many good movies that I actually want to watch, but just every couple of months so we can do a nice movie week, you Yeah. So, did you want to do like a classic popcorn snack? Or maybe we can do some chips or something? Or we can watch something over dinner if you want. It's up to you. I'm good with whatever. Okay, yeah, that's fine. Don't you want to check your phone? Like, it's been going off a lot. I just want to make sure no one's trying to get a hold of you. Are you sure it's all right? Does stuff like this happen often or? Oh, yeah, I get it. No, yeah, group chats can be kind of annoying sometimes. Especially when everyone wants to start talking while you're like right in the middle of something. But thank you for at least checking on that for me. I didn't want something to be like some kind of, I don't know, emergency was happening and you were ignoring it for my sake. All right, as long as it's fine. But you still haven't answered me on which one you want to pick. There's still four options. Maybe five or six that we can choose from. The other two are to be determined, but right now you're going to have to pick so that we can. Who was that? It really doesn't sound like it's nothing. I thought these were group chats, but now someone's trying to call you. What's going on? Is it something you don't want me to know? I mean, I guess that's like, it's fine that it is, but like, I thought we were getting to the point of telling each other everything, you know? But if something's going wrong that you don't want to tell me, I mean, that's okay. I think. No, it's okay. It's fine. It's your ex? Why? Do you still keep in contact with each other? How often is sometimes? Like, more than once since we've been dating, or a few times? Okay. Got it. No, like, I guess it's good that you and her worked it out so you can keep that connection. Not everyone can do that, so kudos to you for being able to. Worked out for the better, I guess. I mean, that shouldn't really be up to me, or whether or not I'm like upset about it doesn't really matter, right? It's your relationship, your ex relationship, I should say. But that's none of my business, right? Because you two are just friends, right? Or has there been something going on that I don't know about? Really? Because before it was just a group chat of texts and it was nothing to worry about, but now everything is fine and nothing is happening behind my back, even though it quite literally is happening behind my back to the point where you are lying to my face about it. I don't need to worry about you upsetting me. Whether or not I'm upset about what's going on is for me to decide, dude. You have to tell me that these things are going on, or I never even get a choice in the matter. Do you think it's fair to me that you have like a secret ex that you've been talking to behind my back? So if not, then why have you been doing it? What excuse do you have for that? Because like, honestly, from my end, it looks like you're just sitting and waiting for like a backup plan while you're waiting it out with me. Is that what you've been trying to do? Is she really only blowing up your phone because you wanted to call things off? But you just lied to me a couple of minutes ago, and I'm supposed to trust that you wanted to break things off with her? Why should I? I don't exactly feel like I'm enough for you right now. It feels more like I'm supposed to be the person you have in between your breaks with her. Because didn't you say that you have been on and off for like a couple of years, dude? Well, how many times was on and off? You do see how four times can seem like a lot, don't you? Especially in the span of, what, 3 years together? So then what am I to you? What is this relationship? You cannot sit there and say that I'm everything to you. We haven't even been together for a full year yet. So how can I possibly hold a candle to what she was to you? Right. You say she's toxic only because she's not here, man. I mean, that just makes me wonder what you say about me when I'm not around, which could be good or bad. I mean, who knows? Look, we don't have to do this whole movie week thing if you don't want to. You can hang out with her again, and I'll make sure not to stand in your way anymore. If she's who you want to be with, then go ahead and spend that time with her. You keep saying that, but you just lied to me about who was texting you. And I'm sure that was her again a few seconds ago to say, what exactly? You're actually letting me look in your phone? And you're not going to get mad at me for looking at what I want? Fine. Let me see. Has she really been trying to get back together with you this whole time? I mean, yeah, I can see this has red flags written all over it, but isn't that more of a reason why you should have told me about it before? It's almost like she's trying to manipulate you into coming back, and she's been trying to for a while. So why do you keep answering her? Was that temptation why you didn't want to tell me? But if you didn't want it anymore, then why did you lie about it today? If it's because I never knew about it before, then I think, I mean, now would be the perfect time to just spill everything, don't you think? I'd be less mad about it if you had told me, rather than pushing it aside like it was nothing. But after 3 years, I guess I can see why it'd be tempting. Does that mean you still want to be with her? Yeah, I saw that part in the text. That you wanted to be with someone better instead of her, I guess. I just wanted to hear it from you so I could tell whether or not you actually meant it. But are you sure that you want to let her go? You can tell me that, but are you really sorry about lying to me? Or do you just want to say what you think I would want to hear? That's a new one, I guess. You would really let me talk to her as an apology? Oh, really? Are you sure you'd never pull this crap again? All right, well, I'm going to call her. And then after this, you're going to block her number. And then delete it, actually. In fact, you know what? I'll delete it for you. And then maybe I'll choose to forgive you. Really? I didn't think you'd actually agree to that. Well, all right, fine. Here we go. Yeah, hey, how's it going? No, of course it's not your ex. It's your ex's new girlfriend, actually. Yeah, and I'd rather if you stopped calling this number, actually, and stop being so invasive of our lives at that, because they don't need you anymore. I don't need you anymore. So thank you for putting them in my path, but we're done with you and better off because of it. So you can go crawl back to whatever sorry ex that you have in your back pocket. But that's not mine. Your ex is with me now, and never you. So goodbye. How did I do? Yeah, you think so? And I can get rid of her number now, right? Good. God, yes, we're still doing it. Do you know how stressed out I am right now, dude? I need a good movie to sit and unwind to, which means I'm the picker tonight. You can pick the other nights, but this one is mine, so you better wait for me to come back. Because one thing I'm going to grab is a whole lot of chocolate, and maybe I might decide to tell you about it.